no one who has gone to her has ever been disappointed. Remember, a most gracious Virgin Mary. Yes, and the person who came to my mind, our friends haven't heard, is Tammy Peterson. Yeah. And her tremendous encounter with Our Lady, and her, through the power of the rosary, for mm-hmm. reasons unknown to the Petersons, this is Jordan Peterson's wife, was cured of her incurable cancer. There's just no two ways about that. And she has a very stunning testimony, and I'll put the link in for you to go to see that. Jordan Peterson, of course, has such a renowned and honest intellect. I'll put him in the, I don't know if I'd call him an atheist, but certainly a very honest, he has an honest stance, and we can do a lot of work with that posture of his as well. Through Our Lady, you know, Tammy Peterson will insist that it was through Our Lady, and Jordan can't deny it. I mean, he's giving his own assent to that.
Yeah, I mean, we know when you, it's that whole concept of, that Augustine will talk about, that it has to be faith that precedes understanding, right? Faith seeking understanding. You have to believe, and then things will be revealed to you.
And
faith itself is a gift, right? It only needs to be received. That's all you have to do, is you assent to opening the gift, right? And so I think for us, you know, Mary is just, she's like the icing on top of the cake, right? I mean, the cake would be good. Nobody would deny that there is any lack in a cake, right? I mean, it's very beautiful. She's a cookie is good, but a chocolate chip cookie is better, right? I mean, so she's whatever the goodness is that God gives us, she's just the icing, right? She just is a little bit more. And why would you not want just that little bit more?
Yes. Right? I mean, and you were bringing up, if I could, to Thérèse of Lisieux.
Oh, yes.
And so for me, so we were talking about, for me, this hurdle of the term slave. And so for me, child is it's a better way of approaching her than slave. And that's just me. And everybody you can be you. And that was Thérèse's take, even though she's very formed by de Montfort in everything he would say. She assented tremendously in her life.
Right.
And so these are two quotes we have. So according to the late prioress of Carmel at Lisieux, that contributed not a little to this was the classic treatise on the true devotion of the Blessed Virgin Mary by St. Louis de Montfort. So de Montfort is a pivotal text in Thérèse's life. She frequently read it and meditated upon it. So following Louis de Montfort's advice, she did everything with Mary, or rather in the presence of Mary, under Mary's influence and according to her example. And she will say to Mary, I wish to be not so much your servant, so she didn't even use the word slave, she uses servant, as your child. I don't want to be so much as your servant as your child. And she also would have said, is that Mary is more mother than queen. It's not that she's not queen, but for her was more mother. And in these two quotes, we have her Marian message. She writes, and I think, yes, these are the last words she writes there in 3 weeks before her death. Everything is mine, she wrote to her sister Celine. God is mine, and the Mother of God is also my mother. Something I find myself saying to her, You know, dear mother, that I am happier than you. I have you for mother, whereas you do not have the blessed mother to love. So she's like, yeah, I have you, dear lady, and you don't have you, you know.
Have you?
I, poor creature, and she says this, I am not your servant, but your daughter. You are the mother of Jesus, my mother too. And in an outburst of love, she was prompted to say, oh, Mary, if I were queen of heaven and you were Therese, I would wish to be Therese to see you, queen of heaven. And these were the last words written by our saint 3 weeks before her death, as she's looking at a picture of Our Lady of Victories.
Yeah, very profound. Yep. No doubt why she's a doctor.
She is. So
on the simplicity. But that's what I mean. Like, do you see like why it is so unfathomable for me? Like, and really probably for you too, is how can you look upon her and see anything but goodness? You know, I find it striking because, and the only way that I can reconcile that is through the thought that this is certainly a satanic deception. He is so profoundly jealous of her that's all that he does is sows jealousy. But there's no way. Like, I mean, how could you not love her? What is not to love?
That is correct.
I mean, at a bare minimum, you tell me that you love our Lord, but for her, you have none.
That's the truth of it. And, you know, we come back to Christ. He is our way, right? The truth, the way, the truth, the life. What did he do? He was obedient with her, and he grew in wisdom, knowledge, love. You know, he gave us the Ten Commandments as God with those enticements.
And you know that old silly expression, if you could choose your own mother, wouldn't you choose the best?
Yes.
It's such a silly little thing, but it's so true. Our Lord himself got to fashion his own mother. Right through him, all things were made, including his own mother. You know, she is only real because he called her into reality. And when he created her, he obviously created her. I mean, my goodness, Lord save me. Don't ever let me choose my own mother, because I think at the end of the day, I would create some kind of horrifying Cruella de Vil. Right. I mean, like, because I could never foresee all of the potential contingencies where at this moment she might have needed to be nice, or at this moment she might have needed to be mean, whatever. Like, I could never foresee all those potential contingencies. But our Lord, as God, could see every single moment where he was going to need his mother. And so he provided for her perfectly. And
he would need her. And yes, we would need her.
Right, absolutely. Right.
He had to assume all as to be able to save all.
Right, absolutely, yes.
And so if he did not experience it, we too could not. And maybe this is a spot. If you have mother wounds, and goodness, right, golly, it is easy in this day and age with such confusion with the feminism and right, women and all of this, all the chemicals that are dumped on females from such a young age that you could not have had, you know, possibly any control of, or to have been from a woman who has her eggs and ovaries constantly bathed in chemical soup. Right. You know, the children that come from this, they had no. So mother wounds are prevalent. Sure. Our Lady, trust me, as Tammy Peterson found out, Our Lady is a sure path. And right, she will help you to heal.
Right, absolutely. I mean, that would be like the last thing that I think that I would, you know, offer as any type of commentary. And it's simply to let yourself love her. and to be loved by her. You know, yes. It's really, you know, it's an act of the will. You simply wake up every morning and you say, I love you, Mary. That's yes. It. You know, it's very simple. I mean, I think that your life would be revolutionized. I think it would be changed profoundly in ways that you can't even imagine. Particularly for those who don't know her at all. You know, and I say that as the least of her daughters, right? The worst of her slaves. Because I'm not as Marian as I ought to be, but I certainly know my fault there. Like I know what I ought to do and I don't, right? Knowledge, as we say, is not causation, but just let yourself love her and to be loved by her.
Yes, as Therese here, she is in an agonizing death of tuberculosis in her lungs and coughing of blood. Three weeks out and thinking of Our Lady's love for her.
Yep. Yes.
Very consoling. Very consoling.
Yep.
All right, my friends, take the month of May. Don't waste it. And till the next time, be nice, Erachio.